right now on VFN TV. Will Vice President Joe Biden be running for president? Find out what prophetically the Lord has revealed and what's being said now on the campaign trail, and find out what the Lord showed specifically right before the Rose Garden announcement. In addition, we'll be hearing about a book called Coalition, how Pat Robertson gave a word about what's going to be happening in the oil fields of Saudi Arabia, and how the book Coalition that was written with retired General Jerry Boykin and Kamal Saleem together is what was going to happen 5 years from the day they wrote it. Are those 5 years arising? Is the time now? Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
Chuck Pierce said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America's going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy, you had the riots, we had Vietnam War, we had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind and an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated: I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up columns. I'm causing alignment to occur. And I will be sending forth column after column after column until the enemy is pushed out of your sphere.
God said, I've released my spirit, and the spirit is going to rush to you.
Like, we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related?
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Do you know God says in his word in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, that he does nothing unless he reveals it to his servants, the prophets, first? What does that mean? He has people that he will reveal the future to let us know ahead of time so we can prepare for what's going on. Well, a particular prophetic vision came to me, a night vision, on December the 16th of 2015. And this is what the Lord showed me. The Lord showed me that our vice president, this is a prophetic dream. This is not something that I said, I'm saying that I saw happen. This is something that the Lord showed me happening in a particular vision, a night vision. But Vice President Joe Biden, he, in this particular dream, he was being held against his will, and he was blindfolded in this dream. He was blindfolded, but not like this black blindfold. He had like an American flag blindfolded around his eyes, and his hands were tied behind his back like he was cuffed, or he was basically taken against his will. And this is what the Lord showed me, because Vice President Joe Biden, you know, based on my understanding, was planning on running for president of the United States. But all of a sudden, on December the 21st, now God spoke to me on December 16th, on December the 21st of 2015 in the Rose Garden, which is very unusual for anybody to make an announcement that they won't be running for president. He made a presidential speech with the tones of presidential speech, but saying he's not going to be running. What happened? I don't know. God knows. God revealed to me that something shifted him and held him for a particular place. And I believe it was he was blinded by his love for America, but I'm not sure yet. But let's take a look. God told me that on December the 16th. Let me show you what happened, and the whole world saw it on December 21st in the Rose Garden of the White House. Take a look.
Joe Biden walked into the Rose Garden to extinguish a dream.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time, the time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination.
With those words today, the vice president closed the door to weeks of self-induced speculation about joining the 2016 presidential race. It turns out he wasn't firing a warning shot this week at Hillary Clinton over her suggestion that Republicans are the enemy.
I don't believe, like some do, that it's naive to talk to Republicans.
He was offering an optimistic lesson to fix a broken Washington.
I believe we have to end the divisive partisan politics that is ripping this country apart.
Of all the places to make his announcement,
Mr. President, thank you for lending me the Rose Garden for a minute.
The vice president picked a spot he's strived to reach since arriving in Washington more than four decades ago with presidential aspirations.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Biden may never win the White House, but he's an elder statesman now. He made clear that's a role he intends to play.
But while I will not be a candidate, I will not be silent. I intend to speak out clearly and forcefully to influence as much as I can where we stand as a party and where we need to go as a nation.
He offered no endorsements, but said Democrats should embrace President Obama.
This party, our nation, we'll be making a tragic mistake if we walk away or attempt to undo the Obama legacy.
Another unspoken message to Clinton, the party's frontrunner, who's broken with the president on a few key issues.
Democrats should not only defend this record and protect this record, they should run on the record.
After the announcement, Clinton praised the vice president, saying in a statement, "I am confident that history isn't finished with Joe Biden. As he said today, there is more work to do. And if I know Joe, he will always be on the front lines, always fighting for all of us."
Thank you all very much.
This week, our CNN ORC poll found with Biden on the sidelines, Clinton's lead grew to 23 points over Bernie Sanders.
So you're looking at, you know, that would make sense unless God revealed that prophetically to me. And what I felt like that he was going to be launched out at a certain time. Somebody had another plan for him. And then when we just heard presidential candidate Donald Trump make that very statement, it makes you think like maybe this prophetic dream is about to take place. Let's take a look now.
I hear they want to put Biden in. I hear they're going to actually slip Joe Biden in, and he's going to take Bernie's.
So you're looking at the idea of this thing's coming. Now, God reveals things prophetically first. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, God knows, though, and he's sharing. And that's what he shared with me. I wanted to be able to make that known to you and begin to pray for the next leader of the United States. There's a lot of people that are trying to maneuver and they want to be it, but we want God's person in the leadership of this country because difficult days are coming. When we get back from this break, you're going to go right to Pat Robinson giving a prophetic word to God, showed him that the oil fields of Saudi Arabia will be on fire. And retired General Jerry Borkin saying specifically that we're going to lose the oil in Saudi Arabia, because that's what they're planning on doing. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? And we all think that would be incredible. It will kill you. We've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. Where you, it's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged. I believe there's a home group movement. Now, we've had many and great ones. I believe you're going to have home groups in every single neighborhood that are solid, where God is moving, where He is doing awesome things every week, every day, and where people are bonded together.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Well, we're going to talk about The Coalition, this great book. If you haven't got it yet, it's called The Coalition, done by retired Lieutenant General Jerry Borkin and Kamal Saleem. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But he's talking about the oil fields. Pat Robinson gave a prophetic word. He went away to spend time with the Lord, and he began to share what God showed him very specifically what happened to the Saudi Arabia oil fields. Let's go there now.
I may as well say it now. The only real, well, I guess prophetic thing that I had to say was that I felt that the word is clear in Isaiah that the oil fields of Saudi Arabia are going to be set on fire. And I think that we're going to see, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Al-Qaeda, or whether it's Iran, or whether it's a rain down of, well, it wouldn't have to be nuclear, just regular bombs. Could the rusted oil fields are so exposed, the refineries are so exposed, those huge oil fields are so exposed, the pipelines are so exposed. And now, suddenly, I come back, and the headline is that Saudi and Saudis, you know, executed a Shia clergyman who really wasn't all that radical, and they killed him. And the Shias around the world are going ballistic. So the Saudis and the Shias break relations. The Bahrainis and the Saudis break relations. The Emirates are breaking relations with Iran. And as sure as we're alive, the oil fields in Saudi Arabia are going to be set on fire. Watch what happens. It'll be so easy to do it, and it will be done. And when that happens, the price of oil, $150 a barrel, $200, I don't know how much it's going to really go through the roof.
Which is exactly what Russia would like to see.
Russia would love it. So the Saudis have been so selfish. They have been so atavistic, if I can use that term. And they've hurt the Iranians, they've hurt the Russians, they've bankrupted Venezuela, and they are bankrupting dozens of the oil producers here in America. And the revenge is coming quickly to them, and they're so vulnerable. If you just see those things, they're just out there on the surface, so vulnerable to terrorism. So keep your eyes open. It's going to happen in the next, well, pretty soon. I don't know exactly when, but it will happen. Those whole fields are going to be ablaze. Smoke will be coming up. Pitch will be bubbling up and boiling over in Saudi. It's going to be a mess. And the kingdom will be brought down, and then there may be an interchange back and forth between those two nations. But anyhow, in the midst of that, the gospel is going forth. This is going to be a year of miracles. It's going to be a year of growth for the church. It's going to be a year of prosperity for CBN and for Regent University. And we're going to see more and more and more of the blessing of God on His people, despite what may be chaos in the world. So that's my report.
To contemplate and to pray about. Yes, there's a lot going on in the Middle East today.
But I came back from that. I announced in the prayer meeting, and then I come back, and you know, 2 days ago, the Saudis, well, they executed that cleric. It was a horrible thing to do, to behead a Shia cleric. Horrible thing to do. And, you know, they must have known what they were doing, that they were going to incite violence.
Of that, yes.
And the Iranians are loaded with missile technology. They're loaded with bombs of every nature. They've got all kinds of frigates out in the Persian Gulf and other types of military craft. And they are going to do a number on Saudi. You watch what's going to happen. And it, well,
could be just the beginning.
It's just the beginning of chaos in our world. But the Lord is in charge. That's the thing that we keep before us. The Lord God Almighty is in charge.
So you're looking at this word that was given in the beginning of the year, and we're seeing that take place. When we get back from the break, we're going to hear Kamal Saleem and Lieutenant General Jerry Borkin, retired, talking about the coalition, the book they wrote together, which is really like a fiction truth merge thing, and he says it's 5 years from today when they wrote it. And so we're looking at these days arising even now. We're going to go to this break and come right back, and you're going to see an interview where they're talking about the coalition. And I want to tell you too, there's a special offer available, and it's time for the church to rise up and move, not in just mere words, but in the power that comes in the name of Jesus. Take a look at this offer. Did you know that it's our sponsors and partners that make VFN TV possible? Become a partner today. We have an offer for you. For your partnership of any amount, it's offer 2007. It's entitled Hindrances to Love and Power. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said, the kingdom of God is not about mere words, but of power. Are you wondering why you might not be seeing more power of the kingdom of God in your life and ministry as a believer? This message addresses that very thing. Hindrances to love, hindrances to power, and you'll be greatly inspired and encouraged as you begin to see the fullness of the kingdom by faith manifest in your life. It's the offer, 2007, Hindrances of Love and Power. You can partner by going to vfntv.com and click on Partner Now and follow the prompts, or by mailing to VFN TV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or call 844-408-3688. That's offer 2007, Hindrances to Love and Power. The world needs to see us moving in the fullness of kingdom power.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means straddle the jail, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
How do you react when the unexpected happens? This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. Mary Swears was in a tough spot. She and her husband had separated, and she was diagnosed with cancer. But then, in that moment of need, Travis came to her side.
Before we got separated, I was bitter, and I wasn't willing to work on it. And when he walked in the room, it's like nothing mattered. It was over with, he was changing, and my husband was there. Like,
you felt the connection.
Yeah. As soon as he walked in the room.
That's unique.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing that God put that feeling for him.
Oh, yeah.
Back in your heart.
Yeah.
Would you describe it that way? Do you think it was the Lord?
Oh, absolutely. Because I couldn't forgive him. Mm. God changed my heart. In an instant, he changed my heart.
Hear more about hope in the midst of trials from Mary and Travis today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
The great barrier to intimacy is when we come to God, not to have God as He's revealed Himself to be, but as we try to fit God into our reality, we want to keep control. We'll never know Him if we come in some detached intimacy. So how do we do this? There's no shortcut to intimacy. It doesn't happen. He's a person. You got to know Him. You've got to pursue Him. Where do we see Mary? We see her sitting at Jesus' feet as a humble learner, learning the truth about who He is. And we see Mary sitting at her master's feet, gazing, doing the thing that won't be taken from her. The next place we see her is at the tomb of Lazarus. And what happens? She comes to the Lord and she casts her cares on Him. You've got relationship. And what does He do? He weeps with her. She experiences the life-transforming presence of the living God. To know the God who weeps when we're faced with something like death. She said, Christ, I've sat in your presence and I've learned from you, and you've become my authority. Christ, I've sat in your presence and felt the attributes, the tangible weightiness of your divine attributes in my life. And so, Christ, you have my security. You have my reputation. You have my beauty. You have everything. He has to be our everything. The reason we get up in the morning. He is always the destination. Every aspect of life must come under this new reality to be affected forever by it.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right to an interview with retired Lieutenant General Jerry Borkin and Kamal Saleem as they're talking about their novel that they co-wrote together, mm-hmm. The Coalition, and why it's so important, although it's a novel, and it's like a radical jihadist terrorist, who Kamal Saleem was, mm-hmm. but now he's a Christian, and a general who was fighting jihad, which he was, mm-hmm. they came together and wrote this book and gives us great insight about how things come about. But it ends a very interesting way. It ends in the way of what Pat Robinson just prophesied. And that's why we actually share that with you. Take a look now. This is General Jerry Boykin and Kamal Saleem speaking about this book, Coalition. You've got to get it. It'll give some great insight.
And welcome to The Watchman. Well, we document for you on this show each week how radical Islam is on the march around the world. ISIS is on the rise. Iran is driving towards a nuclear weapon. Lone wolf Islamic terrorism is becoming more and more prevalent right here in the West. So where is all of this heading? What do the next few years hold for the struggle between the West and the jihadists? A blockbuster new novel gives us a fascinating and riveting look at what may be coming to your backyard very soon. It's called The Coalition, and its co-authors know a thing or two about the Middle East and the world of radical Islam. In fact, I can't think of a better pair of experts with hands-on experience to write this book. They're good friends of mine and of CBN News, and they're joining us here today. General Jerry Boykin is Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council and a founding member of the U.S. Army's Delta Force. He's commanded the Green Berets and served as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense at the Pentagon. His co-author for the new book, The Coalition, is Kamal Saleem. Kamal is a native of Lebanon and a former radical Islamist who is now a follower of Jesus. You've seen his amazing story, the amazing story of his conversion here on CBN News. He's now the director of Qum Ministries, along with his wife, Victoria. They're doing great work. You're going to hear more about that a bit later in the show. But gentlemen, first, welcome and congratulations on The Coalition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. It's good to be with you.
Guys, let me tell you, I mean, We're seeing everything unfolding in the Middle East right now with ISIS in our backyard with this homegrown jihad. And this book is literally ripped from the headlines. First of all, General, I'll start with you. Tell us, the title of the book is The Coalition. What is The Coalition?
Well, The Coalition is really set about 5 years from now. And what it represents is the fact that radical Islam is taking over large sectors of the world, as it is in fact doing, and governments are not dealing with it, so the private sector decides that they will stand up against radical Islam because governments will not. And the coalition is a coalition of people in the private sector that want to stop the spread of radical Islam and the establishment of the global caliphate.
General, that's amazing because it seems like we're reaching that tipping point now. The Obama administration, many European governments, many would say have been kind of weak in the face of this rise of radical Islam. So basically these are private citizens raising. I believe in the book their name is the Sodality.
That's right.
And it's private citizens. Is it ex-generals like yourself? Who kind of forms this counter-jihad resistance group?
Well, it's business people that can help to finance this. It is former military people. It is your everyday citizens that have recognized that the future of their children and grandchildren depends upon them doing something to stop radical Islam.
Yeah. Now, Kamal, we're seeing obviously the rise of ISIS right now, forming a modern-day caliphate in the heart of the Middle East, inspiring homegrown jihadis in the U.S. and in Europe. How much did the rise of ISIS over the past year or so, did that influence this book at all?
Well, absolutely. You know, we start writing the book even before ISIS, and the book was written from two perspectives. General Jerry Boykin, you know, and what he did in his life and what I did in my life. And we brought those in to bring the secret of secrets, to put it out there in the open. But we were expecting and, you know, waiting for ISIS to take place. We saw the Arab Spring rising, and we know the Arab winter must come. So ISIS was the second one, and that is Babylon verbatim, you know, to the revival of Babylon, exactly what has taken place in that place. So what we establish all this in this book set the whole situation for this, to let us know what's coming and what's going to be taking place and what should we do as a nation.
Yeah, this book is prophetic. In general, as you said, set 5 years in the future. And just so everyone knows Kamal's background, look, Kamal, you have extensive experience in the Middle East with radical jihadist groups. Real quick, tell us about how your personal experiences, and I believe one of the characters in the book, Omar, one of the main characters, may be based on Kamal Saleem. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we truly did it based on General Jerry's life and my life, you know, and from experience. Although the book is a fiction, but nevertheless, the experience is real. So, you know, I grew up in that side of the world. I was radicalized by my family, you know, and we were commended to do this. And from there, you know, I was recruited by the Muslim Brotherhood at the age of 7. And then I went from there to PLO. The whole group joined Fatah at that time before the PLO. And we realized that Islam got our eyes to fulfill the prophecies that given to us by Muhammad. So, and that prophecy of Muhammad says, "Inni umertu un qatil shu'ub." I have been commanded by Allah to fight the people of the world until everyone says there's no God but Allah, Muhammad, his prophet. And if they don't concede to you, then you have a right to everything they have, their women, their children, their home, their monies, their land, their everything. This is what ISIS is doing exactly, subjugating the women, taking the home, destroying the Christian, killing the men and the boys, you know, so they are changing the world. So this is what we were brought for such time as this. But the amazing grace that, you know, somehow God said, you step aside, you're coming with me, you're not going with them. And that's what the story, you know, in the whole story, in a small understanding.
And folks, you're hearing it. I mean, the on-the-ground experience of Kamal, of course, of General Jerry Boykin, the protagonist of the book, Blake Kershaw. Tell us about how your life experiences inspired this character.
Well, he is he's a young man from the South, which I grew up in North Carolina. He's a young man that came out of the rural South and came in the Army and served in special operations. Of course, my career, most of my 36-year career was in special operations. Now, you always create a character that's everything you always wanted to be but never were. So it's not an exact parallel to my life because he's far more courageous than I am. He's probably brighter than I am. But that said, the point here is Kamal and I were on opposite sides. 20 years ago, if I had had the opportunity, I would have killed him and had no second thoughts about it. He would have killed me. Now think about the concept of the two of us who were in organizations that were going after each other. Had we met at the appropriate time and the appropriate place, it would have been a bloodbath. We would have killed each other. And I look you in the eye and tell you, I would have killed him, and he would have killed me.
Absolutely.
But today, we're writing books together. We're speaking together. We're doing media appearances together. What changed the game? And what changed the game was a common faith. A faith in and a love for Jesus Christ that brought us together as brothers, and we are, in fact, very close friends in addition to just being brothers in Christ.
Mm-hmm. And that faith and that relationship, that friendship, I think, shines through in the book. Gentlemen, one of the things I found was eerily prophetic about the book and very fascinating was that the West kind of, in this near future scenario in the book, the West starts to become overrun a bit by Islam, these Sharia enclaves that we already see in Europe and places like East London. Tell us more about that. Tell us the state of the West. In your book, The Coalition, tell us the state of the West, I guess circa 2020 or so, the book or thereabouts is set. What's the state of the West as you peer into your crystal ball in this book?
Well, what are we seeing today? These Islamists are well-funded, you know, there are so much money, you know, in their pocketbook, petrodollars, And then they understand how to infiltrate our civilization. They go on after our very sphere of influences, you know, the mountains of influence, you know, like from family to education to military to whatever, and they are affecting everything from within.
It's a Muslim Brotherhood blueprint, right? like termites. The Muslim Brotherhood burrow in.
That's right.
To a host
it's their
society,
manifesto.
Eat away.
It was found in the Holy Land Foundation trial.
That's
but
right.
But nevertheless, we are seeing the West is weakening because they don't have the fight in them anymore, and we have not seen anybody taking stand. And now, by allowing Sharia law to become part of different civilization, we're seeing that the Islamists they have zones. It says no go zone.
Yeah, I've been in them.
These are Islamists. Right. You know, Anjem Chowdhury told me. He said, "We're coming to America. Our flag will be flying on the White House. Then it'll be American state. If it's not now, several years from now, but we're coming to the United States of America." Yeah. And so therefore, American, we have an issue right now with education. Our media is our worst enemy. The media is, you know, not telling us what's happening overseas. Well, we have hundreds of thousands of people have been murdered so far, and nobody's talking about them. And our government absolutely playing the other game, and they're taking the sequestering money and the advancing Islamization in Europe. They're helping the explosion of Islam. So we're coming to a place we are oppressed by every level, whether it's education, government, or militarily, or anything. And now, when you look at yourself and you find your name, that you're an enemy of the United States, number one, because you're a Christian, it says it all. Yeah. What kind of government do we have?
It really does. And General, we have about 20 seconds left before the break, but you've been a leader of men. Weak leadership, how big of a problem is it in this fight? How much is it hurting us right now?
Greatest weakness is the failure of our leadership to recognize the enemy, and that's radical Islam. Biggest failure.
First rule of war, know your enemy, right?
Know your enemy.
As you know very well, General. Well, look, this book, The Coalition, it's a novel, but it's ripped from today's headlines. We're coming back with much more about the coalition, the global jihad with Kamal Saleem, General Jerry Boykin. Don't move. And welcome back. We are talking to the authors of the blockbuster new novel, The Coalition, Kamal Saleem, the one and only General Jerry Boykin. General Boykin, during the break, we were having an interesting conversation. And I said, well, look, I want to get into the rise of this lone wolf Islamic terrorism. You said, man, I can't stand that term, lone wolf. Why not? Why is that a bad term?
These people are terrorists, and we need to call them terrorists, period. Lone wolf would lead you to believe that they're just a criminal, that they're just a loony, that they're not motivated by anything in particular. The reality is, whether they are sleeping next to another member of Al-Qaeda or ISIS every night, or whether they're sleeping in their own bedroom in downtown Washington, D.C., they are still motivated by Islamic extremism, the same theology as every member of Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, ISIS, the Nusra Front. Pick your group. They're motivated by Islamic extremism.
Right. Kamal, you know Islamic extremism very well. You lived it, you believed it for a long time. We don't understand the nature of our enemy. General Boykin discussed it a bit before the break. Our leadership, especially the media, the academia, our elites don't seem to get this threat. Tell us at the end of the day what the Islamic jihadists want, because everyone at home really needs to understand this. This is very important because a lot of times people say, oh, well, what's going on in the Middle East doesn't affect me. I'm here in America. I'm comfortable. Why should Americans care about the rise of Islamic extremism?
Well, this is a spiritual warfare, number one. Number two is these Muslim, they don't have the life that we live. You know, they have to walk out their prophecies. And you could not please Allah, according to Islam, unless you offer yourself in sacrifice of jihad, whether financial jihad or, you know, political jihad or whatever. And a lot of these men, heaven is not guaranteed in Islam. It says, وَكُلُّ مِنْكُمْ وَارِدُهَا. All the Muslim will have to go to hell first. You know, and then the only guarantee is when you serve in jihad. Jihad is a sixth pillar in Islam, that silent pillar that nobody talks
the
about.
Unspoken.
Yes, and everybody is commanded by Allah and by Muhammad to go into jihad. So now the jihadi are trying to bring the final prophecies to bring one world order, you know, Islamism.
Because
you know,
they have prophecies too, by the way.
Yes, they do.
We talk about biblical prophecy. There are Quranic prophecies as well.
That's right. And what we need to understand, the terminology that the Muslims speak, it doesn't mean the same terminology that we speak in American. Like when we speak Islamic peace versus a Christian peace, or when we speak about, you know, because peace here is about dictatorship of Islam and fascism, while here is freedom for the whole people. So therefore, in the Quran, you know, in hadith by the tradition of Muhammad, he said, the last days will not come about until the Muslim arise. Mm-hmm. And arise in Islam is not like, you know, somebody taking stand out of their chair, but arise is in a holy war, jihad. Even the tree and the rock will cry out, you know, behind me an infidel, come and behead him.
Yes.
So therefore what happened is they are looking for the inheritance, and they are looking to bring about one war, the Islamic order. Islam is only 14% religion. The rest of the Islam, it's a political system, military system, civic system. So when you're inviting this, you're inviting a whole war, you know, world of understanding.
We got to leave it right there, Kamal. Much more coming up after the break. The Coalition is the book. Kamal Saleem, General Jerry Boykin. Much more to come. Stay tuned. And welcome back. We are talking to the co-authors of the hot off-the-presses new book, The Coalition. It's a novel, but folks, let me tell you, it is ripped from today's headlines and eerily prophetic, an eye-opener. It's fascinating. It's riveting. We are joined by the co-authors, Kamal Saleem, General Jerry Boykin, two warriors for the cause, and my good friends. General, we had another interesting conversation during the break, and we could do, I think, 10 shows, the three of us. But you made a great point. You said, look, we need to get across to people that not all Muslims are jihadists. A lot of times people say, look, why don't moderate Muslims speak out? Why don't we see a million Muslim march on the National Mall? Why do you think we see such silence overall from the Muslim community?
The Muslims who reject Sharia and don't want to be part of jihad have no voice in America. Our administrations, both Republican and Democrat, I might add, have catered to the extremist elements of Islam. They've catered to Muslim Brotherhood organizations like Council of American Islamic Relations and Islamic Society of North America. These are Muslim Brotherhood fronts. It's been proven in federal court. We cater to them, and we don't encourage the Muslims that reject Sharia. We don't encourage them. We don't say, we'll stand with you. We'll support you. If you'll rise up and declare this is not according to the Quran. Now, they are intimidated, and they have yet to find a strong voice in America because of that intimidation.
That's true. And the tip of the spear for that intimidation, Kamal, is a group that you focus on a lot, the Muslim Brotherhood.
Correct.
And their affiliates and their front groups here in the United States. In the book, The Coalition, you get into the Organization of the Islamic Conference or Islamic Cooperation, the OIC. Huge body at the UN, basically all Muslim nations united speaking with one voice. Tell us about the role they play in the book, number one, and number two, the role they play in the real world today, and a destructive role.
Number one, they are here coming together, and they want to control everything else. They see the EU coming to the forefront, the United States been super, you know, power. Now they want to come to the forefront. They want to control the oil. They want to control all the assets and generate, bring a new brand of people to fight by controlling the UN, by controlling different governments from behind. And they try taking the Western strategy and implementing, you know, their focus into the Western civilization that they can reroute them from within. And this is what they're doing. But here at the forefront, what we're seeing the Muslim Brotherhood intimidating all other Muslims. You know, if you're not going to do this, we're going to get you deported. If you're not going to come with us and rally with us, we're going to get your family over in the Middle East. We have a lot of those intimidation because in the Middle East, everybody knows each other. And there are families being killed because of this if you take stand on the wrong side in the United States. But what we need to know is, how do we know the radical from non-radical? You know, and that is, when we ask them this, do you believe Sharia should be part of the American Constitution, which is Sharia is the Islamic Constitution? If they said yes, then they are radical. If they said no, then we know that they are moderate.
Yeah, That's a great point. General, look, you've been in the battlefield. You have faced down jihadist eyeball to eyeball for many years, bravely serving our country and leading soldiers. How do we defeat this enemy? A broad question. Let me boil it down, drill down a little bit. Okay, we're going against ISIS right now in the Middle East. We're bombing them from the air. At the end of the day, let's just keep it focused on ISIS. How can we defeat ISIS? It's militarily an ideological war. What's your take?
First of all, we have to recognize what motivates ISIS. We have to recognize why they do what they do. And when the president lays out a strategy that starts with ISIS is not Islam, the rest of what he says doesn't matter because he's missed it. So we first of all have to recognize why they do what they do, who they are. You got to understand your enemy. Know your enemy is a fundamental. You said it earlier. Secondly, we need to kill them. We need to just destroy them. We need to kill them. I say that as an ordained Christian. Now, if they are willing to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, we ought to make every effort to present it to them. But they have no interest in that. They're going to kill us and other Christians if we don't kill them, and we're going to kill them there or we're going to kill them here.
General, great point, folks. That is wisdom from General Jerry Boykin. Final thoughts with General Boykin, Kamal Saleem, after the break. Stick around. And welcome back. We are wrapping up with Kamal Saleem, General Jerry Boykin, authors of the blockbuster new novel, The Coalition. Folks, you can find it Amazon.com. There is a Kindle of the book, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pick this up, The Coalition. You will not regret it. Kamal, we have a short time left. What do you hope to accomplish with this book, The Coalition?
To really educate and enlighten people and wake up America, specifically the pastors out there. We have a deficit of pastors that they are afraid to talk about the truth, and that's why the church became lame duck, you know, and because we have nobody championing the church. But today is we need to wake up and join together and see how we can lift each other arms up, because the small minority are taking over the majority. Yeah. Small Islamist group controlling the Christian America.
Arise, church. General, 30 seconds, some final thoughts.
Take this threat of radical Islam seriously and recognize that it is in America. It has been in America for a long time, and it continues to come across our southern borders. We have to take it seriously and stand up against it.
Well, General, we know you're standing up against it. Kamal, as well. It's been an honor to have you on the show. You see their websites on the screen, folks. Check them out online. I believe you can get a signed copy of the book on General Boykin's website. The book is The Coalition. It is a must-read. Again, Amazon.com, wherever books
are
sold.
So you're looking at, wherever books are sold, you got to get this book. And then we're going to talk about the reason why, this prophetic word about the oil fields burning in Saudi Arabia by Pat Robinson. Mm-hmm. And how the economy's tied to it since the 70s to oil, and how our own president said the Middle East needs to be organized. Well, this book that they wrote together, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, ends up in the oil fields, just like the prophecy's saying. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about it when we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So this coalition, the book that was written by a general and a former radical jihadist that was recruited by the Muslim Brotherhood, who now obviously is a beautiful Christian with coup ministries, Kamal Saleem. This thing ends up in the oil fields.
Yeah.
Because you know, everybody's thinking it's this and thinking it's that. But if you can take somebody's oxygen, you don't have to worry about anything else. And if you control the oil, if you control the oil and according to what Pat Robinson was saying, and we talked about Venezuela earlier, about how the financial collapse that's taken place there. Here they have all this oil, but they couldn't sell the oil. Why? Because Saudi Arabia has lowered their oil prices so far down that people can't compete with it. They're actually committing war on other nations and destroying their economies by causing the price of oil to be so low for so long that you know you can't survive, you can't sell it. And you think so it's a total oil economy in Venezuela, but they have people now that their children are dying in the delivery room because there's no medicine for them. The power's going out, there's not enough food, there's not enough medicine, it's just in major crisis. Why? Because of Saudi Arabia, the prophetic word that was given to Pat Robinson saying Saudi Arabia's oil fields will burn. And now you can see why some nations will have animosity towards a country that was given the privilege of finances being based on OPEC, the oil, and they took it and took advantage of that. And now you're looking at a financial collapse more than likely all around the world. But this ends up in the oil fields. And what they want, what ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and the whole crew and the
Hamas,
you know, and Iran, what they want the oil. They want control. They want a caliphate. They want to. And so you're looking at potentially a prophetic shift of where you're thinking one thing, and all of a sudden they say, you know, we just want all the oil. But that's like oxygen on the earth. One good thing I hear about reports are is that America has enough oil in our soil. We have enough oil in our soil through fracking that we can, more than Saudi Arabia has.
Wow.
We have natural gas. We have so many people that are saying, hey, you know, can't drill. This is going to be bad. But they have no problem drilling in Saudi Arabia. No problem drilling in Venezuela. And it's like, hey, we may have to just drill in our own soil to be able to use our own oil for a season. And think about the stability that we would have if we just focused on our own energy. And Israel's about to, according to some prophetic words, discover great oil underneath Israel. And some of the words are, that's the reason why Russia's wanting to come down and partner with Syria and King Assad, because that's right up against the Golan Heights, where supposedly there's oil under the Golan Heights in Israel. You know, our God knows what's going on. You know, everything's father filtered, but you know, he lets us know prophetically things that's going to happen before they happen so that we can be prepared for that. And one way to be prepared for that is to sign up for our newsletter and get prudent preparation. If you have not yet listened to prudent preparation, it's free. You just sign up online, go to VFNTV.com,
upper right-hand corner, sign up for the newsletter, the Torch newsletter, which comes to you every week, and automatically you will be emailed you'll be able to listen to that program, Prudent Preparation. And the Word of God just says, it tells us outright, you know, Jesus said troubles are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Storms are going to happen in this life, but I've overcome this life. Proverbs says, a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. And it's sort of like that word that Dr. Ben Carson gave on an earlier program, where he's saying that it's like America's like a cruise ship about to go over the cliff, yeah. go over the falls here, and if we don't wake up, and it's like they're telling us over and over and over again, this is going to happen. And so we need to be prepared for that. It never turns out well for Christians and Jews when things, the world gets in turmoil like that. There's going to be great revival, but some turbulent times are coming. Get prudent preparation to begin to think outside the box. It's easy to prepare now. It's very easy to prepare now. It's not really hard. But once a crisis hits, the shelves are empty, all the things, and people don't even need it, they get it. Like, give me two more of those. Give me three more. Give me all the cans of pears. It's like, you don't even like pears. That paranoia thing comes in. Yeah. That's what happened in the Weimar Republic. I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about it. We'll make it related to this. But people got so panicky during the days of Germany's Weimar Republic that they began to buy everything. So finally, they just rationed everything and gave people coupons to buy stuff. Mm-hmm. Some crazy days could be ahead. But if you prepare today, then you'll be calm in the midst of that storm. I want to pray right now. Father God, we just thank you for General Jerry Boykin, Kamal Saleem, Pat Robinson. We thank you, Lord, for those that are standing up, Father God, and just shouting and blowing the trumpet. We thank you, God, for you speaking prophetically to us, letting us know that there was something that was going to happen, that people are planning on doing certain things. God, we pray that you would put a godly leader over this nation.
Yes.
Lord, we repent for the sins that we've caused in this nation, that where we sinned against you and sinned against others. God, forgive us of the sin. Have mercy on America and give us a godly leader that loves you, that loves the people of this country and loves your original intent for this nation. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening. We pray and we ask this in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.